I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Children caught in the crossfire of the Syrian civil war will suffer for a lifetime without intervention. Kids Alive International is standing in the gap in Lebanon. Jeff Hamoud explains.
We're trying to look at how we can create more space. So we're having to abandon some programs like a workshop. We're realizing that the need to take care of Syrian refugees at this time is greater than trying to provide vocational training at the moment.
The hope is that with the love of Christ, they'll make a difference. We'll post the links to connect you directly at our website. Next, it can be hard to relate to the trials that others endure. However, prayer is always helpful. Open Doors USA shares how two pastors' lives have been disrupted with the violence in Central African Republic. One pastor, after fleeing home, watched his child die due to stress and had everything stolen from him. Yet he's resumed his gospel work. For the full story and details on how to pray, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. And a child sponsorship ministry is looking to double its impact this year. Daryl Anderson of EFCA Reach Global Crisis Response says over 2,000 kids are sponsored through Global Fingerprints.
We see Global Fingerprints as a long-term church planting program to bring children from desperation to dreams into the kingdom.
Through Global Fingerprints, Reach Global cares for a community's most vulnerable children. Pray more children and families are introduced to Christ this year through Global Fingerprints. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Todd Morris.